Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. It is sports weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell and Tyler Levine will join the fray here for one segment as we roll through a huge sports weekend as we get down to arguably the best weekend in the NFL other than, you know, listen, Super Bowl and, of course, NFC and AFC Championship weekend. But there's something about these divisional rounds. We're down to eight. So we get four games, two Saturday, two Sunday, and then we roll into the following Sunday, AFC and NFC championship games, and then it's off to New Orleans on February 9th. Again, big show today. We will get Tyler in here. Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, one of our national college football guys, will join us as well, and we will break down again, the culmination of the weekend on a Martin Luther King extended federal holiday Monday night in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the mother city of the South. We're going to get Ohio State and Notre Dame, and it should be a absolute television ratings bonanza. Holiday Monday night, NFL in the rearview mirror, not going up against an NFL game. A standalone college football championship game should do buku numbers. So we look forward to that as well. Daniel Ogden a little bit later on. We'll get some of his insights as well. And just, you know, a programming note, we got you covered. Listen, Saturday night, 3 hours, 7 to 10 Eastern time, 4 to 7 Pacific. We'll hook you up with the Sports Weekend as we roll into our Saturday night edition. And then on Sunday, of course, you get Mr. Dorf and company. They'll culminate their Sports Weekend, their aspect of it with the NFL preview. And they'll be recapping the two games from Saturday. So they kind of have a sandwich show here on the network Sunday. And it's a great listen. I really love that show. And of course, the Riches during the week, Jeff and Jen. Outstanding job from Arizona last week. Of course, they had, Rams Vikings right in their backyard with the fires in LA. So we shall see. All right, we'll come back after the break. And when we do, again, Tyler Levine will join us. We'll also get Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution as we roll along here. Sports Weekend presented by Geico, geicoinsurance.com. And, of course, by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. All right, we come back. Sports Weekend rolls on. Don't go away.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. We're heard across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You can stream us on our Sports Overnight America app as well. Go to sportsbyline.com and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine on the line. We also have Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Fellas, first up, Tyler, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Doing well, Marty. I'm very much looking forward to a weekend full of football, and what a treat we have with a Monday night game as well, College Football Championship. How about it?
Yeah, I'm with you, and a treat with Mike Griffith. Michael, welcome aboard. We appreciate what you've done for us since back in late November, and we're going to carry you through the year and do some off-season college football, but we got a big one Monday night. How are you there, Mike? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Marty. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let me start. We'll go back and forth here with you for a few moments. You know, obviously we're looking at a game that, you know, you've got a national, both national teams, but Notre Dame has this massive following. I'm not saying Ohio State doesn't, but just, I mean, this looks like the dream college football matchup. Now, I say that to a guy who is right in the heart of SEC, arguably, the best conference in college football. So Ohio State, Notre Dame, let's hear kind of like your thought about this matchup before we get into the X's and O's. Let me hear it, Mike.
Well, I mean, two traditional powerhouses, no doubt. I mean, Notre Dame with its own, you know, television network, right? NBC, we call that the Notre Dame Broadcasting Company, but gets the Irish a lot of exposure, certainly a rich tradition. A lot of people grew up with Notre Dame football. It's in that, not in Chicago, but close, where it's kind of the Chicago metro school, I guess. No offense to Northwestern there, but let's face it, it's a Midwestern powerhouse, and for years it had some rich rivalries with Michigan and Michigan State, and tied it in really tightly with those two Big Ten schools. I think they play Purdue still. You know, it's interesting to me, I believe this is only the ninth time that Notre Dame's played Ohio State, and yet there's relatively close proximity. I believe the schools are about 3.5 hours apart. and they compete all the time on the recruiting tail. In Ohio, you know, you're talking about a giant, really football-rich state that produces a ton of prospects, and Ohio State kind of owns that state, right? I mean, there's not another Power 5 program to note. I suppose Cincinnati now has been on a bit of a rise, but for decades, it's been all about the Buckeyes in that state, and so you understand what you're up against. And you know, I'm doing a story as we speak right now. These ticket prices, the average get-in price per StubHub, $2,500 a ticket. This has been the most in-demand ticket for a CFP championship game.
Mike, I want to get into the actual X's and O's, because from my perspective, and I want to hear what you think about this, there's a lot of different ways that Ohio State can beat Notre Dame, but it seems like there's only one way that Notre Dame can beat Ohio State, and that's stopping Jeremiah Smith, winning in the trenches, and playing turnover-free. Am I wrong there? Do you see a path for the Irish to win outright, or multiple paths? I mean, right now they're 8-point underdogs. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. No, I think you nailed it. You know, I don't think Notre Dame has the margin for error that Ohio State does when you look at the personnel the Buckeyes boast. I mean, you know, yeah, Smith is incredible, but, you know, look at those two running backs. They'd probably start darn near anywhere else in the country. And, you know, we've seen how Will Howard has been playing of late. You know, he's been really on the spot. To me, that's really been a big difference from the regular season Buckeyes to now. I mean, you look at this team and you say, how in the world did they lose to Michigan? You just don't understand it, right? But I think you're right. You know, and Notre Dame has not beaten themselves. We know they lead the nation in takeaways. I think they had 32 after the Georgia game. So, you know, this is a school that is really good at turning you over. They play tight man. They play as good a man-to-man defense in the secondary as anyone in the country. You just said it, though. They're going to be very challenged to do that against the Buckeyes. But if they could pull that off and stack the box, you know, that's been a winning formula. Really good in-game adjustments by Marcus Freeman. Very good staff. Can't say enough about their coaching staff. And the Buckeyes, you know, like I said, I think they have a little bit more margin for error. Certainly more offensive weapons, and if you went from top to bottom down the roster, you'd see more five stars and NFL prospects.
Talking to Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution here on Sports Weekend. Tyler Levine with us. Tyler referenced Jeremiah Smith. Look, one catch, 3 yards. He had another catch called back, I believe, on a hold. It was a 10-yard grab. But if you had told me prior to that game that Ohio State would win by 14 over Texas and Jeremiah Smith would be basically a non-factor. But the interesting thing was it seemed like he might have got dinged up early in the game and then was essentially reduced speed-wise and ability to move and cut. So he became somewhat of a decoy. Mike, have you heard anything? Has it been discussed? Because I haven't read a morsel other than what's been bandied about. Was he dinged up in that game?
No, I really haven't. You know, and this is kind of the modern-day college football. I'm not sure about the injury report requirement for championship games. I know that we're in the playoffs. I know that in the SEC they went to that this year. It's a little bit different than the NFL as far as that goes. And you know, you can't blame these schools for wanting to protect that kind of information and how it might affect the Notre Dame game plan. Certainly, you know, you're talking about a standout player, a game-changing player. You just don't know how these kids are going to heal. I think sometimes, you know, maybe we're guilty. We get that video game mentality, right? We hear, oh, he's coming back for the game. Well, it's not like you're hitting the reset button at 100, right? The kid could be plagued or slowed. So that's definitely be something that not only we keep an eye on, but you better believe Notre Dame will have some people with some binoculars out looking at the pregame warm-ups.
Mike, Notre Dame's played more man defense than anybody in the country pretty much season long. Do you expect them to stick to that no matter what? Or, you know, if things start getting a little ugly in the trenches, are they going to abandon that and switch to a zone?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you can't be that predictable. You do have to have some change-ups. I mean, if the offense knows what you're doing every play, there's certain routes that they can run and plays they can design to manipulate that. So there will be some change-ups in there. You just don't know when and how. I mean, you mentioned game circumstance. What would maybe lead them to come out of that? I would say, just from a odd standpoint, the unlikely event they were to get a big lead, they may try to play a little bit softer because you're a little bit prone to giving up the bigger plays when you're in that tight man coverage. You're only playing with one single man high as opposed to a two-deep zone. So it's a little bit of a risk to play it, The trade-off is you're very good against the run, and oftentimes you can get a little bit more pressure, but can you get to the quarterback before he gets to you? And that's what we're going to be sorting out in the first quarter when we watch these teams collide at the line of scrimmage. Can Notre Dame get a pass rush without the benefit of the blitz? If the answer is no, then they're going to have to take some chances, particularly if the game stays close or if they were to fall behind. You know, conversely, we haven't talked about the Notre Dame offense. You know, you got to say a lot about the quarterback and the plays that he's been able to make with the scramble. He's not Jalen Milroe, but boy, Riley Leonard sure has been timely with those scrambles and made very good decisions for the most part. I know Penn State cost him up a bit in the most recent game, but you know, this is a really savvy quarterback. And then Jeremiah Love, I mean, this guy is dynamic. You saw how effective he was even with a knee brace. I'd be looking closely at his condition as well. I think he's as talented as anyone, maybe, you know, not as productive as the Boise State running back. But when you look at the upside and the raw speed, I mean, this is a former 100-meter champion in the state of Missouri with 10.6 100-meter speed and a 210-pound package that runs behind his pads. So Notre Dame running back going to be big as well.
No question. And they got to convince Jeremiah Love to not continue to jump over people because they're going to start aiming higher and take him out. Hey, you mentioned Riley Leonard. I think a key stat, and I give Notre Dame an edge on special teams. I do. Their special teams have been excellent. And Love's been part of their, you know, the return game. But even more than that, what I find interesting is their ability with Leonard, and you just referenced it, third and longs, Notre Dame has struggled, but man, he has come around. He is a very dangerous player. What they do is they flood a zone, they send the receivers downfield. Of course, everyone drops back, and if he can get by that first, you know, linebacker or defender, he's picking up third and longs on his feet. I think that is a huge weapon for Notre Dame, Mike. That's my final question. I'll let Tyler finish up with you. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, this is where the Ohio State front seven comes in, and they're lead, and you know they're going to have to play their gaps. You know, we call it gap responsibility or gap integrity. You got to be careful against a quarterback like this and his ability to cut back or to buy time outside the pocket. You know, one of the things Notre Dame did really well against Georgia that I really hadn't seen a lot of other teams do was break containment. Now, I don't know how they did it. I know they blocked extremely well. I know their players, played at a peak level, but still you just don't see teams get outside Georgia often and stretch the field horizontally. You know, we know all about stretching the field vertically with a deep pass, the occasional deep shot that you take, but stretching the field horizontally is just as important. It really taxes the defense, and so that's where we're going to get into these one-on-one battles, and it really does come down to that. You always hear these coaches talk about the line of scrimmage, and we all roll our eyes, but it's so true. The team that wins the line of scrimmage has a market advantage. I really think the only way that Notre Dame can pull this upset is if they can somehow win the line of scrimmage and play turnover-free football. That was the formula against Georgia. They also had a little special teams magic with a kick return for a touchdown. That's how Notre Dame wins. That's how they've been winning. You got to give them credit. I think they've squeezed as much juice out of the talent that they have as possible to this point.
Mike, real quick, do you think we're going to see a high-scoring game, or is this going to be a defensive battle?
You know, it's tough because, you know, my hunch would be a little bit lower-scoring game, but when you talk about the Ohio State and the playmakers that they have, and we talk about how Notre Dame is going to attempt to play them, we know they're going to try to go man. A high-scoring game is bad news for Notre Dame, right? A low-scoring game is good news. It means they're probably sticking around. It comes down to that line of scrimmage. It really does. If Will Howard has time to throw the ball and those Ohio State receivers can win those one-on-ones, which is much easier than said, Notre Dame's done an outstanding job in man coverage. In fact, with the Football Writers Association of America, we pick an offensive player of the year, a defensive player of the year, and a special teams player of the year in the freshman ranks. And the Notre Dame cornerback's just a freshman, but he was our defensive player of the year. And how those young men play when the bright lights are on and a national championship on the line, that's going to determine the tone of this game. I don't think Notre Dame can keep up with Ohio State in a high-scoring game. But if they can keep this game, like we talked about earlier, in the mid-20s, then I think they have a shot. But if this gets into the 30s, I can't imagine the 40s, the Buckeyes will win. They have too much talent and a much wider margin for error.
I agree with that, and I still have that Oregon game archived, and I watch it, and it was over before it began. It was just an absolute – and the other thing I got in my mind, Mike, is sitting in Miami Gardens, Florida, oh, a decade and a half ago, and just watching Alabama destroy Notre Dame, embarrass them in a national title game. Notre Dame has a history.
I was there for that, too, but, you know, we're in a different era now, and those Notre Dame teams that we're talking about, particularly the one against Alabama, they didn't have the benefit of the Duke transfer at quarterback and the Duke defensive end and the Clemson wide receiver and the South Carolina kicker and the Marshall kick returner. This is a prime example. I mean, I think you just made a great point. That was a very good Notre Dame team in 2012 that played Alabama, but Alabama was stockpiled, and conversely, even the Ohio State doesn't have the sort of championship depth, you know, that the Alabamas and the Georgia were once able to stockpile before this transfer portal rule came into effect. A lot of those twos and threes wanted to wait their turn in an elite program. Now they're able to transfer out and play immediately somewhere else, and with the NIL, do that with financial inducement. So it is a different game than it was just 13 years ago, and it's kind of evened things out a bit. And I think that's why this Notre Dame team is more dangerous than the one we saw play Alabama in Miami Gardens in, was it 2012 or was it a 13? After the 12 season, 13 game. Is that correct?
13 game, 12 season, yep, and yep. 42 to something. I know that I've never left the game and gone down to the media room so dejected. But anyways, sometimes you got to leave your partisanship aside. Michael, great job. We love having you. We're going to talk to you throughout the year on college football. Tyler Levine, outstanding job today on the show and with First Touch. Good job, fellas, and have a great weekend and enjoy the game.
Let's enjoy it. Thanks, Marty. Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks,
good job. And Tyler, thank you very much. You got it. We'll come back here. Daniel Ogden is running the show back in San Francisco. It is Sports Weekend presented by Rocket Mortgage and by Geico. We're coming right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, talking the world of sports as we sweep the bottom of the hour here on Sports Weekend. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden in San Francisco does a great job for us. Bailey Peck on the weekends as well. So we got the whole crew, the A-team, ready to roll into a big sports weekend with obviously the National College Football Championship Monday night, but doubleheader on Saturday and a doubleheader on Sunday, the NFL. So we'll get to that, but I got to get Daniel in here. Daniel, what's going on? You made a great point off air. And I think you might be right. I think the game on Monday night, Ohio State, Notre Dame, will be very hard-pressed, and I think it will fall short. So I'm going to lower my expectations. But you are 1,000% correct. It's going to be hard to match Notre Dame-Penn State. What a crazy game that was, huh?
That game was fun. And, you know, I think for me, too, it was nice because you know how when you're not really, like, you have no rooting vested interest and you're just sort of sitting back, like enjoying a great game unfold. That was kind of nice. It's almost like, I want to say it was maybe 2-3 years ago. I just decided I wasn't going to play fantasy football at all. Took the whole year off and I could just enjoy the games and I didn't have to worry about like who's scoring touchdowns and like how many yards they had and just watch the games.
It's funny you say that because if you ever go out to a sports pub or sports cafe, sports bar, if you will, and you watch people now in the modern era of legalized sports gambling and all the fantasy leagues, when you're watching NFL in particular, I'm amazed how many times people really don't watch the TV. They'll see a play and then they bury their nose in their phone for like 10 minutes. And I know exactly what they're doing. You know, they're looking at their fantasy team or they're texting their buddies. There's a lot of trash talking. They get in group chats. But, no, I think that's right. You know, if you don't have a real ardent following of any team in that Notre Dame, either team in that Notre Dame-Penn State game, you just sat there and watched. And you're sitting there. So I mean, it's interesting because half the people are screaming at the TV saying, Penn State, what are you doing? Just get this freaking game into overtime. You're going to turn the ball over. And the other half of the people, myself included, is like, hey, you know what? You got enough time. You got a couple timeouts. You got to try to get yourself in position. They have an excellent field goal kicker. And I know, I think you brought that up. Were you surprised that they didn't play for overtime?
Yeah. So, I think I was sitting next to, I don't remember who he was rooting for, but I remember sitting there and the guy, you know, they get the ball back and I was very surprised because he threw the pick. Was it the first or the second play? Second play?
It definitely was not the first play.
Okay. So I feel like the first play though, I was sort of like, oh, you might, you know, they probably should, you know, run a screen or it's kind of like similar to, you know, when a team that's kind of losing in the NFL by 10 or more or whatever, and they're getting their butt whooped and the end of the first half, there's like a minute left and you sort of, can I get a little bit of momentum going, you know, like a screen swing pass, something in the flat, whatever, but you keep the clock running. I was sort of expecting that. And I remember them throwing down the field and the guy next to me, I was like, why are they doing that? And the guy next to me is like, well, why wouldn't they? They can go down and win. And I'm like, because if you turn the ball over, the game's over. And then he threw a pick like one play or two plays later. And then he looked at me, he's like, I guess that's why you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think it was the second or third play, but I think you're right because on one of the – either the first play or for – you know, if that play – if the pick was on the third play, one of those plays he nearly threw a pick as well. He scrambled in through and got away with one. And then he goes back and throws right into double coverage. I mean, he absolutely – and I'd like to go back and look at that because if I didn't know any better, I think Notre Dame might have baited him into throwing that. In other words, they kind of looked like they were loosey-goosey on defense in the minute, you know, because, you know, these defenders, they read eyes. And, you know, if you telegraph the pass, guess what? They can lull you into a false sense of, hey, you got to. But he, in that particular case, he tried to squeeze it, you know, the proverbial, you know, thread the needle, and he got burned big time. So there you go. All right. So Ohio State and Notre Dame on Monday night. What's your gut telling you, Daniel? My gut's telling me I'm serious. I'm gonna preface this pick. If Notre Dame gets behind, even a touchdown and a field goal, I'm telling you they have a chance to get absolutely destroyed. And when I say that, I'm talking 38-13, maybe 38-20. They might pick up some garbage time points. I'm just Ohio State. If that offense and Chip Kelly gets them cranked up, it could get ugly. My gut's going to tell me, though, that won't happen. Notre Dame will keep it snug, but I still think it's going to be 24-17, 27-17, right in that neighborhood is what I see coming down the pike. How about you real quick?
I don't know why, but it feels a lot like Notre Dame has sort of that magic pixie dust thing going on. So I don't necessarily know that they're going to win. I hope they do. As a Michigan fan, it's pretty impossible to ever hope anything positive for Ohio State. Obviously, Michigan and Notre Dame are also mild rivals as well, but I'll root against Ohio State in pretty much any aspect. They'll probably win, but I don't know. I do feel like there is something to the mojo just seems to kind of be in Notre Dame's corner, whatever you want to call it, in their pocket, however you want to describe that. They just sort of have like a little something going on that things break their way.
Yeah, and I would buy into that. I really would. I'm buying what you're selling. They have a lot of mojo. You want to just call it momentum? They've got it. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We got NFL to talk about, baseball hot stove, and probably one of the stupidest decisions that a baseball player could make has come to the fore. You cannot make a stupider decision. And it just goes to show you, sometimes you just got to go with a very fair offer. It's an amazing turn of events for one slugger in the New York metropolitan area. We'll get to that. We'll do a two-minute drill. We roll along here on Sports Weekend. We're coming right back.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports Weekend here presented by Geico and GeicoInsurance.com by Rocket Mortgage. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden is along the way. He's at San Francisco. His Bailey Peck helps us on the weekend, does an outstanding job, does more to help us, runs the show on Sports Weekend. It's our three-hour extravaganza each weekend. We hear it live on Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern, and then we redo it on Sunday at 2, I want to say, 2 East or 2 Central, perhaps. All right, NFL, I'll set the scene, Daniel, then bring you in here in a few moments, but let's just run through it, and we can give you weather conditions as well. And by the way, you can check out our app at Sports Overnight America. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play, and you can download our app, Sports Overnight America, which is very, very nice. And scores live, you know, real-time scoring, weather updates, you can get it right there all in one touch on our Sports Overnight America app. So check it out. And you can stream. Just click on Listen Live and away you go. All right. We start on, and again, these are central. Well, I'll give you Eastern time. 4:30 Eastern time tomorrow and 3:30 Central, 1:30 out on the West Coast. The Houston Texans, Kansas City Chiefs. Weather 25 degrees, the high, the low 10. Game time temperature, I would think 3:30. You're probably going to be in the mid teens, you know, maybe sneak towards 20, but at that point it doesn't matter. But I don't believe the winds are going to be much of a factor, and that's a little bit later on. That Sunday night game in Buffalo is going to be a completely different matter. But anyways, Texans Chiefs, and that game comes up again at 4:30 Eastern, and that'll be ABC ESPN in Kansas City at Arrowhead. The 7 o'clock Central, 8 East, and 5 Pacific, we will get the Washington Commanders at Ford Field against the Detroit Lions. Weather not an issue indoors, so not an issue. So, yeah, you catch a break there. You move on till Sunday. You've got the L.A. Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. This is where it's going to be interesting. And Daniel, if you could, can you click up a forecast and a temperature in Philadelphia? I got to think it's going to be just biting cold. The only good news is that the start time, that's the only thing that they're going to have in their favor with the 3 o'clock Eastern. But it's not going to matter because nightfall will come and Lincoln Financial is going to be one cold building is what, but, and so how does that affect the Rams, a Southern California team that just played indoors in Arizona? You know, you're coming from the West Coast. It can't obviously favor the Rams. I mean, Philadelphia, more of a, you know, North of the Mason Dixon cold weather team this time of year, but at the same time, you've got players, again, you've got a youth element on the Rams. And to that end, also the same could be said for the Eagles. But I think it could obviously affect, you know, obviously the ball. I mean, number one. Number two, kickers in the biting cold. I recall back in 1995, I'll never forget it, playoff game in Kansas City. First game I'd ever been to at Arrowhead. Jim Harbaugh quarterbacking the Colts. And Lynn Elliott, the Chiefs kicker, in minus 7 degree temperature, minus 7, missed three field goals. Final score, Colts 16, Kansas City 7. And Lynn Elliott never truly lived that down. And quite frankly, it was like kicking a rock. But that being said, the 16 points that the Colts had was the result of one touchdown and three field goals. So it was really the difference in the game. No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'll never forget that game, though. Going into the men's room at Arrowhead and literally standing by the hand dryer and keep hitting the button. And one guy coming by said, hey, move over. Give me a little bit of that heat. And actually, when we first did it, it was so cold that the damn thing blew cold air until we hit the button about five or six times. It was absolutely crazy. Do you have a weather forecast for Philadelphia, Mr. Ogden?
Yeah, so it says throughout the day, probably somewhere in the 30 to 34 degree range. It does say precipitation 100%. So I'll be interested to see, you know, if that's snow, rain, exactly like when it's coming. It's sort of like the percentage chances say right around the time of the game happening. So that should be make everything quite interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, I heard some reference to that today where it's snow. But, you know, the temperature is what? I mean, Washington, D.C., I mean, they're moving the inauguration Monday indoors due to the biting cold. Well, you know, Philadelphia is literally a stone's throw from the Baltimore, Washington area. That'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think I heard a passing reference today. Does it indicate – so it says 100% chance of precipitation. Well, it's going to be snow. If it's below – if it's around 30 degrees and in the mid-20s, it's going to be snow. So very interesting point. All right, keep an eye on that. All right, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills. Daniel, here's the one. I mean, you're right. You saved the best for last. Here we go. Sunday night, CBS. By the way, the Eagles-Rams game will be on NBC. Your thoughts about this game, and then, well, we'll just know. It's going to be literally below zero. I mean, they say the game time temperature about 5 degrees, but, you know, 7 to 10 below. Who knows on the wind? If the wind is a factor, look out. But you're going to see everyone bundled up. You're going to see the hand warmers. You're going to see that. You're going to see the under the helmet. You're going to see Lamar and company with the hat on, you know, the head covering. So give me your thoughts in frigid Buffalo. The only thing better would be the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field in Green Bay, but it's not the Packers. It is Bills Ravens. Can't wait. Let me hear.
I can't wait either. You know, the only thing I would have to say is I feel like everybody is really looking forward to that game. I could sort of see if it doesn't end up being, you know, the back and forth that everybody sort of thinks it's going to be. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people. But I think just in terms of the matchup, I'm just excited to see sort of how it plays out. And then I think, you know, and everybody's got different opinions, but assuming Kansas City wins, I mean, Mahomes is 6-0 in the divisional round, so I find it hard to see him losing, but I mean, I guess you never know. But I think pretty much the whole country will be rooting for whoever wins that Baltimore-Buffalo game the following weekend.
Yeah, if you had to choose between the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, who you taking?
You know, the funny part is they're sort of both known for choking in the playoffs. So it almost gives both of them an opportunity to, you know, not do that. But, I like both of them a lot, but I would lean Josh Allen in this case.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. He is such a – I mean, when you look back at that win and the Ravens, it just – you sat there and you saw the quarterback run 7 consecutive plays. I mean, when you think about that in modern day NFL football, a quarterback running the ball 7 consecutive times, are you kidding me? And he was taking some hits. There's a few times where he got up and, you know, he had to shake off a few really hard hits. I mean, it's a high risk, but high reward approach because he is so elusive. And most of these runs were designed. I mean, these were quarterback draws. They were up the gut. They were designed. You had a direct snap to arguably the best running back that the league has seen in quite some time in Derrick Henry. Direct snap to him. You know, you sit there, and that's to take nothing away from Saquon Barkley, because he had an outstanding year, and he's going to have a great career if he stays healthy. And who knows? He could be part of a world championship team with the Eagles. You just don't know. But my point is, Allen kind of comes from the mold of Ben Roethlisberger, where he is so big and he bounces off people. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't get sacked, because he does. But what's interesting is, he literally bounces off people. And if he's running the ball inside the 20 in the red zone, he's just got a great nose for that goal line. And he's very tough to bring down, extremely tough to bring down. So I would just, because of the multifaceted, the dual threat, I would take Lamar over Allen. But I'll tell you what, it's close. I mean, they are separated by a thread. They really and truly are. All right, give me your picks real quick. Let's start. I got Kansas City. I think you do too. I think Saturday is going to probably be a yawner compared to Sunday. I'd like to think the Commanders can keep it competitive, but Detroit and Kansas City are both going to advance Saturday. How do you see the Saturday games real quick?
Yeah, I am going to pick. I'm going to pick Houston just because I feel like if I pick Kansas City, I'll be wrong. And like I said, I'm the one of the few people in the country that actually wants Houston to lose. So I'm going to pick Houston. Hopefully I'll be wrong. And then I think Detroit, Washington. The only way that I see, you know, which is kind of funny because I could see Washington doing the same thing, but the only way that I see Washington being in that game is if Campbell goes for it like three times on fourth down and they don't get it every time. But I think those two games are pretty easy.
Yeah. Sunday. I mean, your weather forecast kind of sells me on the idea. I think if you get an off track, you know, the old saying is the runners know where they're going. The defenders don't. Saquon could come up with a monster day. They've got a decent quarterback in Hurts. Their defense is excellent. Big tight end back on the offensive side of things. I think home field will be an advantage. Weather adds another element to it. I think Philadelphia is going to win. And in the late game, I think Baltimore is going to just find a way. I just do. I think they're going to find a way. And Buffalo, very good during the regular season at home, but they have a history of blowing games or just losing playoff games at home. Now, granted, when you go up against Cincinnati and Kansas City, the last two defeats, you know, you can understand those were quality teams. And one of them's going for a three-peat. But anyways, I'm going to take Baltimore. Let me hear. Sunday, Rams, Eagles, and then Baltimore and Buffalo.
Man, I sort of hate both the Rams and the Eagles. So that game's I really have no vested rooting interest. I want whoever wins to lose in the next round. I'll probably go Eagles with the weather, et cetera. I can't imagine. I don't know them off the top of my head, but I can't imagine Stafford has a great record in bad weather. And I feel like that would maybe suit the Eagles. But I do think Sirianni's a dumbass. And then in the other game, I think the Bills are going to get it done. I think James Cook's going to have a big game, and everybody's going to sort of be looking for Allen to like have this massive game for them to win. I think if Cook can get around 150, 160 yards and two touchdowns, I think they win that game.
Going to be interesting. Great job, Daniel. All right, I'll come back. We'll have a two-minute drill. We'll take you right to the top of the hour and put a lid on it again Monday. Then again, Ohio State and Notre Dame, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on Martin Luther King's birthday and night, and of course inauguration. I mean, what a day in America, and culminating a great holiday, extended federal holiday sports weekend. So we look forward to that. We are presented by Geico and GeicoInsurance.com, by Rocket Mortgage and RocketMortgage.com. 2-minute drills straight ahead. Sports Weekend rolls on. Sports Byline broadcast. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, 2-minute drill. We're going to go to the baseball hot stove and free agency in the offseason. You cannot underestimate or understate the idiocy of, and I hate to say it because I like the guy, Pete Alonso, the now outgoing first baseman with the New York Mets. You'll recall a couple of years ago, he turned down a huge contract in the neighborhood. I want to say this is just a ballpark, $157 to $160 million. Okay, it's not Soto money, but okay, so he turned it down, and then he ends up firing his agent. He jettisons his agency. He declares for free agency after this past season. He hires Scott Boras, and right now the Mets went out and got a closer today, or a relief pitcher, AJ Minter, to the tune of $22 million. However, the Alonso market is a far cry. It is light years away from what he turned down just a couple years ago. In fact, it was in the last year, I believe. Think about that. And now he's looking at probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years and maybe like $60 million. He basically squandered $100 million. Now, there's an old saying, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. I mean, he is in the baseball market, in the free agency market, he's been slaughtered. And so now he's going to go play likely in Toronto. He's going to deal with the exchange rate of course, with American dollars with the Canadian currency. And you'll hear many athletes say, and Guerrero's probably on the way out the door there. So he's going to a team, quite frankly, that's just not going to be contending once again, for the most part, in all probability. So I guess the lesson there is, yeah, sometimes you just got to look at the deal that you're getting and realize generosity only extends so far. So, all right, great job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Tyler Levine. Thank you, Daniel Ogden. Thank you, Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Stay with us next hour and through the weekend with more sports talk here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.